Have you read any of Jordan Peterson's work?
I've listened to it.
Good.
I'm a fan of his interpretation of the problem.
Which ones did you read?
I didn't read any of them. I said I listened.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know what I mean.
He kind of has the Ben Shapiro approach in the sense that it should start with community. Like, it should start with family first and foremost. Then it should go to community. Then after both of those, if both of those fail, then it should be local government and then federal government. That's who should be helping people with mental health.
Yeah.
And I think that's a pretty sound approach.
But it's 100%.
The way I see it happening is the federal government, not the federal government, the state government is much more likely to introduce psilocybin as a treatment. And I don't know how I feel about that.
There's actually a lot of really good things with the whole psilocybin.
Yeah, I mean, it's natural, but like, unnatural.
Like, it grows in the ground.
Yeah, but the opposite argument, because I try to see both sides, and you'll know that I understand the psilocybin argument really well. It's just my conflict with it is after you give someone to psilocybin, you can't make them unsee the veil. And we were born to not see the veil.
Bro,
maybe we weren't actually.
No. Listen, you're reading so much into it. Nikokoi veil, dude. Is psilocybin is a chemical that makes you see things. That's what it is.
Yeah, see what? Can you prove
it's hallucination? Not, hallucination.
Can you prove that it's not spiritual?
Can you prove that it is?
I don't need to prove that it is. If it is, then that's why the risk is there.
My point is, I think people let, like, you know, LSD and DMT and all this stuff like hold way too much weight. It's the way your brain reacts to the chemical, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Like, a bad person is going to get their hands, a bad person will find the path of least resistance and take that path regardless of whether it's legal or not. That's my argument. So
that's
I believe I'm a libertarian, so I want to give the choice.
Yeah, and then, like, you know what I mean by people let it hold too much weight is, like, I really don't think that it's all this, you know, seriousness. Like, you know, you're in a bad place and you take LSD, you're going to get a bad trip.
Yeah.
You're in a good place. It's exactly what you put into it is what you get out of it.
But
so that's kind of why I don't think it's spiritual, is because literally it's just affected by the chemicals in your brain already.
Let's forget about spiritual. Let's say that is the proposed solution. That means we would need trip sitters, because if you're in a bad place and you need someone to guide you through your way out, you can't just take acid in a bad place and expect to learn something every
time. No, it should be just like ketamine, you know? When you're prescribed ketamine.
You are prescribed it. Do you take it alone?
No, you're with a doctor for all your sessions.
See, that doctor that trip sits you is put in place by Big Pharma. So, my question is,
not necessarily.
Well, in the UK, yeah.
Well, but the UK is trash in general, bro. They eat beans and toast.
The UK influences America.
They eat beans and toast for breakfast, bro. You're going to tell me that we should follow them?
I mean, no, you're right. But I think it's a slow burner, obviously. But if we see that it works out for the UK, let's see the powers that be. Let's say that they make effective doctors at first.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see good results and we start to implement it in America. But those doctors that are trip sitting you, they are in a, like, from someone that's taken lots of acid, they are in a big power position. They get to determine what you interpret. That's a bishop, like, that's like a very dangerous place to give someone power.
Yeah, of course. I think large scale, the whole psychedelics as treatments for like PTSD and stuff, large scale, I don't think it's going to work, just because what was that one prison experiment?
It
was like in the 70s or something. You know what I'm talking about, right?
With the occult serial killer? That one?
No. Oh. Prison experiment. Some college basically made a fake prison and gave the guards ultimate power. They had nobody looking over them. And so they went mad with power, you know, like abusing the inmates and all that kind of stuff. Like, you know, standard human nature is to, you know, abuse power. Do you know what the
Marilyn Manson story is?
No, let me finish my point though. So large scale, when you start to give doctors that kind of power, of course, just like there are good doctors, there are bad doctors, you know, just like there's good cops and bad cops, you know, the whole spiel. Some of those doctors are going to start to abuse their power, you know, just because that's from what we're told by science is human nature.
To be honest, I've been reconsidering this a lot lately. I don't think we should abolish the police, but the police have freedom to leave.
What do you mean?
Like, if you don't agree with your fellow bad cops, why don't you just crush the company? Granted, that opens the door towards private defense, but isn't that the libertarian ideal?
Oh, absolutely. Private defense should be.
Do you think so?
Although there's issues with that as well.
Yeah, because see what I mean?
That's where you can start to have an individual with a lot of money and has enough money to pay the salary. That's where corporals
from Cyberpunk come in.
I'm not actually even joking, though,
bro. Like, yeah. I've been paying attention to the game.
Corporate armies and such, yeah. However, to some extent, having private police, I feel like could work. I don't think there's anywhere where that's really been tested to really know.
Yeah, I would say that's true.
And there would obviously still need to be some kind of nationalized.
I'll tell you where the first test is going to be. Mars.
I'm sure that it's going to happen on Earth far before.
Yeah, that's
we're true. Even, you know, situated on Mars, or where a Mars colony is big enough to where you need a policing, you know, because think about it. People who are sent to Mars for the first probably 10 years are going to be like, you know, engineers, like rocket scientists, those kind of people, you know,
people that have
construction workers, people who are, yeah, like, you know, they're only going to send the best of the best to Mars at first. And then realistically, we're not going to be sending that many people to Mars for like 50 years.
Yeah, that's true.
What's going to happen is people are going to be born on Mars. Yeah. And once those people grow up, that's when you start to have where you need policing, because they're not the best of the best that were sent. They're the children.
The tapers will take care of that one, though.
Yeah. And so that's where you become needing of a police force, you know, quote unquote police. Yeah. So, I mean, that's like a timeline of. So, OK, let's say we establish a colony on Mars 10 years from now where people are staying there for the rest of their life. They'll start to have kids, so 16 to 20 years after that is when you're going to need to start to implement that. And even that...
Yeah, even then, it's going to be a small community.
Right, so you only need to start to worry about it once say that
I just found
that number breaks. You would only really need to worry about, you know, needing a police force when the number probably breaks like 200 or 300.
Think about it in the way we have it now. We have security guards at corporate locations. We don't have cops and targets because that is a local community thing. After that, we have local PD, which is a local government thing. But the problem right now is local PD is at the same tier as any federal enforcement.
Because
they're both capped by the Constitution, allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah, allegedly. I think that people deserve an entire episode about the Constitution.
Me and all my homies hate the ATF.
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of bootlickers out there.
Yeah, okay, so if I'm understanding your point, you're saying that just like security guards are to police, police need to be to federal...
I'm saying my point is that when we go to Mars and it's a bunch of like 12, like, you know, new generation of people, it's going to take like, I don't know how big the colony is. This is just a guesstimate, but there's going to be like parental family enforcement. That's the first circle of the mental health episode. Then there's going to be community. Everybody's a scientist. We can make some pretty wise decisions together. Let's govern ourselves. That's the community. After that, that's when it becomes local authority. I feel like that's where a corporation starts to earn police tier.
Yeah.
And if police tier is the same as federal tier, what's federal compared to government? I mean, what's corporate compared to federal? Crazy stuff, I mean, guys.
Inevitably, it'll be corporations. Like, yo, Cyberpunk is a game, whatever. You know, it's just a game. But at the same time, there's these tiny aspects of it that are...
All art is derived from something in the real world.
That, but also, like, it's kind of a weird, like, surreal feeling playing the game, because it's, like, you see the beginning stages of all this, like, in our lives now, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, take Pfizer and the U.S. government, for example. I'm treading lightly. They're basically intertwined. Couldn't even tell you if Pfizer is not a government company at this point, you know? Just because so much of what they do is subsidized by the government already. So for those of you who don't know what Cyberpunk is, basically corporations are on the same level as the government, you know? They have their own cities. They have, you know, they're like the leading thing, and then the government oversees all of them, kind of,
but the government is like, in the game, the government, it operates as a business, not as a governance.
Yeah.
So it's two corporations versus you, the protagonist, if you're playing a street kid, which most of you are falling under that category, because most of you are listening to this because we went to the same high school.
Damn,
that really hit close.
Bunch of street kids, yeah. But, like, man, how do I explain this? Basically, there's a lot of parallels between where things are going, all the way down to, like, food and stuff in the game. Like, have you noticed that? Yeah. Like,
actually, I haven't noticed that. Please explain.
One point that they keep reinforcing, just randomly, it's a little thing you kind of have to look for. Like, real meat is really hard to come by in the game.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything is all artificial, lab-grown.
The stock he is talking about exists in the real world. Long Chewy. No. It's not Chewy. I will find this for you.
Yep. But, yeah, so, like, real meat and real food in general is really hard to come by. And, basically, everything you're eating is super
beyond.
Processed.
Beyond,
you know,
meat. Ticker BYND. Yeah. It's a Chinese company. They make fake meat. They're responsible for Supreme Burger or whatever. Like that the retarded burger that doesn't have any meat, but supposedly tastes like meat because it has so much salt.
It doesn't taste like meat.
Allegedly. Bad. I don't know. I eat meat,
tastes
so
like dog
I wouldn't
food.
Know.
Impossible Whopper from
Impossible
Burger
Whoppers.
King. That's what it was.
Yep. Basically, Beyond Meat is the company that is going to be replacing Burger King. Burger King? Yeah, dude, that scene. I don't know if it was in the game or if it was in a Simpsons episode I saw last night. But, like, you go to the food court. You go to the food court. Like, Marge goes to this, like, Chinese, like, not Chinese, Asian, like, restaurant. Like, let's say Qian Lin. Let's call it that. And then Homer goes to, like, a Yardies. And basically they order like two different items. Marge orders some like lobster sushi and Homer orders the Angus like quarter pounder. And there's a second scene. There's pipes that go down from both restaurants, connect in the middle. And there's a one pile of meat and it's a vacuum and it just goes up towards all of the restaurants. One same pile.
Yeah.
I
so
like that's a
parallel of what I'm seeing with that. And in our universe now, our world, dude, nobody's eating real food anymore.
I swear
have you ever went and killed a cow and then ate that meat yourself?
No.
Or have like been to a place where they kill the meat and make it themselves there?
Belarus. That's the only place.
Yeah. I mean the only
Hey,
only place I've ever done that was a steakhouse.
Bringing this back to an old episode. I want to pitch this idea a second time for any investors. This is copyrighted. Anything that is under Chess Club, under my personal Spotify, is my company's intellectual property. If we want to solve this problem, I propose a solution. Meet your meat. It's a petting zoo and a restaurant.
Oh,
they don't want to hear me, bro. They don't want to hear me, bro.
Yeah, yo. But the parallel I'm seeing is, you know, nobody's eating real food anymore. I was listening to a Jordan Peterson on what podcast was he on? I think it was Joe Rogan. It was one of the episodes that he did with Joe Rogan, I think. And he was talking about how he went on a meat-only diet because he and his daughter both had some kind of...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had, like, an autoimmune disorder.
Yeah. Going on to meat-only, so cutting out carbs and stuff like that, fixed their autoimmune disorder. Now, don't take this as...
advice. None of this is advice. This entire episode honestly isn't even our real selves. We are putting on masks and we are your entertainers for this episode. Don't take any of this too seriously. We are here to entertain you and we are hoping that you get an education out of our satire. Nothing more than that.
Thank you.
Go on
for that. So one interesting point that I learned is that, do you know why we need vitamin C?
Sun is vitamin D.
Do you know why we need vitamin C?
No, I don't.
What is it for? To break down carbs.
For real?
So if you don't eat carbs, you don't need vitamin C.
I don't think it's that simple, but I get the premise.
That was what I understood. They were having a whole conversation about it. There were some sources that were listed. I didn't really look into it.
Well, because the meat just already broke down the carbs for you, and you're consuming those refined energies.
Right. So I'm just regurgitating information. As I said, I'm not a doctor, but...
Wait, literally, this podcast has no original ideas. I want this to be very clear. There is not a single original idea on this podcast.
Except for meet your meat.
Yeah, except for meet your meat. Any business idea, I will explicitly say that that is my idea because I don't want you to steal it. But...
And the left-handed pencil.
And the left-handed pencil, my selling product, top shelf. Probably can't reach it right now. but yeah, point being, these ideas are not original. We didn't think of this. We're literally just regurgitating information that was already served to us by algorithms.
Yeah. Giving you a taste of what our algorithms give us.
Yeah, we trained our algorithms. I don't know about y'all. I see Chess Club not popping up in some of your algorithms. So some of your algorithms think you're fucking dumb. I hope you know that. Yo, hey, real quick, in the middle, I don't know, we could wrap this up if you want to, but real quick, I just want to give a shout out to everybody listening right now. 20 minutes in, you gave me 20 minutes of your time, bro. That's a quarter hour. That's like $10 if you're making a decent wage.
Third of an hour.
Oh, like if you're making $30. I'm assuming this episode is going to age down to inflation. But if you're making $30 an hour, you gave me 20 minutes of your time, bro. I appreciate that. You gave me $10. That's not nothing. So I want you to do something for me since you already gave me this much. Do me a favor. Share this with your friends. I don't want to like pressure you. Like I don't want to make you realize you don't have any friends, but like it would help me a lot to continue this.
Do it.
Just
right now.
Just do it. Do it. Thank you.
Put it in the bag.
Download this episode so I get the full playback numbers. Rate it on Apple Podcasts.
Your comments.
Comment it. Comment it right now, bro. No cut.
Do it.
I don't feel it,
okay. David. Bunch of
these guys are clowning, bro. These guys are clowning right now. Are you joking? He thinks we're joking. Nah, bro. This is for smart people. If you read between the lines, you're gonna understand what we say on probably three new tiers. So even if you might have to listen to this podcast twice. Everything we said about Cyberpunk is regurgitated information, not an original idea. Thank you.
Well, actually, my looking at the parallels was
Well,
something I came up with.
We can introduce you to form your own ideas. Obviously, we're human beings. We have freedom of thought. We can introduce you to subject material and give you the freedom to conclude yourself. I'm not here to sell anything to you. Understand that. I got my money straight. I'm never going to offer you anything unless it's satire. Like a left-handed pencil.
Or merch.
Left-handed pencil is merch, bro. Are you joking me? That's like in my eyes, in my visionary eyes, that's an ukrashenya for your hand. It's a decoration for you.
You carry around a gold-plated left-handed pencil.
Do you know why it's a decoration, David?
Pencil decoration equals knowledge.
Decoration equals art. David knows what that means because he listens harder. But
Not gonna lie, I'm a little confused at where you just took that.
Tax evasion.
Tax evasion, what about it?
If there's a limited supply of left-handed pencils one day, those pencils are gonna be worth more, no?
Yeah.
If only I was smart enough to do a buyback program, but I don't think I've gotten there yet. they don't feel it, bro. This is only the 14th, 13th episode of Chess Club. Wow.
Technically the 21st.
Yeah, technically the 21st.
Yeah. Any other topics you want to hit today, sir?
I do have some notes. Let me pull those up.
If you want to send those to me as well, it'll be cool.
Of course. Send a copy to Divinity. Bro, my phone just knows me so well. It knows when I hit the share button, it's either you or Aisha.
Actually, though,
yeah.
This morning, so I have the smart stack on my home screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
This morning, as soon as I arrived to church, the moment the geolocation got me there, says message Andre. I'm like,
I'm supposed to be bored right now.
it's not even bored. It's just we're always making the moves, like right when I start church. So, yeah. All right, let's hit these notes real quick.
Oh, bro.
What did you want to hit first?
So I want to talk about my ski mask. I've been doing this social experiment. I've only hit 3 stores in it. I didn't hit 3 stores in a ski mask. But like,
okay.
But like, I live
Cyberpunk
in
Minnesota. Really hit you right, huh?
Dude, Cyberpunk brainwashed me, bro. I'm a criminal, a hard hitter now. we live in Minnesota, pretty liberal state. Most stores like require you to wear a mask because we're around the Twin Cities area. So the stores aren't really chill here, at least the ones around my area. So I decided to do something about it. One of these stores, I started off with one idea and then I moved on to my ski mask idea. So I was getting myself some Greek food, like some euros, like fire, you know. I walk into the store. I'm like, oh shit, I don't have my mask. I'm wearing a new coat today. And the lady walks up to me and she's like, how can I help you? She doesn't say she doesn't say anything about my face. So I just start faking it. I start fronting like I never even learned English. I'm like, yes, I pick up for Andre. And she said, so that was my first social experiment. If you don't know English, you can get away with more. I'm pretty sure this upholds in law. Not any recommendation though. Secondly, I started walking into stores with my ski mask on, like a regular hat, you know, with the holes tucked behind my head. And nobody has even told me to put on a mask, I guess, because I just like walk with so much like confidence. Like I'm supposed to be doing what I'm doing, but like I went to Target.
You're the embodiment of charisma.
Literally, they're scared to talk to alphas, I guess. But me and my girl go to Target, and I'm pretty sure like there's like a 45% chance that nobody said anything because I was with my girl. I think that's a pretty strong chance, actually. But I was walking to Target with my girl, bro. Like straight up, 9 employees made eye contact with me and didn't say anything.
Well, because technically they can't really make you do anything.
Well, technically they can ask me to like leave the property.
For what?
They don't need a reason.
Last time I checked, Target doesn't have a dress code policy for customers.
That's true. True.
Look, I'm not anti-mask. You know, look, if you're wearing a mask properly, which none of you retards are doing.
You're wearing muzzles, first of all.
If you are wearing, if you are wearing masks properly, there's a 30% chance that it is helping you. And it's not even you. It's you're not helping yourself by wearing a mask. You're protecting others. And that's only if you're sick. If you have symptoms, wear a mask. Okay? Sure. Fine. We can agree on that.
Transmitting the virus, have a conversation with the people you're scared of transmitting it to. I'm pretty sure they don't hold the same values as you.
Yeah. So I will 100% wear a mask everywhere I go if somebody can find me a study that your cloth masks work, protect you from anything whatsoever, even the common cold, or that the way that people are wearing their disposable masks, i.e. touching their face, having the nose clip not put down all the way, you know, touching it at all after you put it on or when you're taking it off without gloves on.
They just should start making wear us rubber gloves, bro.
Show me one study that the way you guys are wearing masks work. One study. And I'll wear masks everywhere.
Bro, if they start making us wear rubber gloves, because I'm pretty sure that like there's someone ballsy enough out there to suggest the idea and have like three corporate dudes agree with them. If they start the idea of us wearing gloves because masks, quote unquote, worked, I will buy a dog. I will pick up my dog's shit. And that's how I will go to your store with my shit gloves on.
Oh, man. Look, I'm not anti-mask, but, you know, if you want to wear a mask and protect people around you, fine. Personally, my whole family, we've had it. And we're all immune for the next however many months it lasts, the immunity. I don't care. My grandpa, who has cancer, I am not visiting whatsoever. Even though I'm immune, I don't want to see him because I also don't want to get him sick. He's, you know, the kind of person who should be social distanced, wearing a mask, sitting at home. You know, he's the kind of person who's at risk because if he gets a cold, he could die, let alone COVID, you know.
My parents have been in America for about like 15 years and they've like worked their ass off every day for those 15 years. So when there's a virus that puts elder people at risk, my parents are not the fittest people, like strictly speaking. So there is a concern for them getting COVID, the real COVID. But at the same time, I already have the behavior of not hugging my mom when I'm sneezing because I just don't want my mom sneezing. Like, I've been social distancing when I'm sick, but I'm not sick.
Yeah, so, you know, this whole wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I personally have had COVID twice. Twice. And both times when I got it, I wore a mask everywhere I go. So after I got over it the second time, I said, you know what? No. This is BS. Because guess what? It's not working. Your mask does not help you. It's protecting others. So now if you're worried about others, sure, wear a mask. But wear them properly. That's one thing. Second of all, you know, if Biden actually won, do I really want to be protecting all these people, dude? NPCs and brain dead people, do I really want to be protecting them?
Yeah. I mean, the masks...
Not to be a you know, like a partisan, you know, oh, my view is right and your view is
not
wrong.
Not to be
but
tribal.
Tribal, that's the word. Not to be tribal, but, you know, after a certain point where... okay, I have to be careful how I say this because otherwise you'll get banned. Some irregularities have led to some things. Can't be any more. I have to be that vague. Can't say literally anything more detailed.
Despite
this, you know, with all that being said, you know,
yeah,
people just don't care about it. Nobody wants to investigate anything. So here we are. Why do I want to protect the people who are literally attacking the country that's the only one that hasn't fallen to socialism yet?
It's the. You have to pick the better of two evils, and I will pick the one that's not socialism every single time.
And if that means getting somebody sick with COVID, not on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm not committing bioterrorism.
I don't want anybody to die, but if there's going to be two dead people, I'd rather both of them be commies.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's not political.
That's not political.
That's just facts, you know?
Fax machine, go vup, vup.
It's, you know, you don't like my views, go somewhere else. I'm sick of these
views. I encourage you to listen to more so you can expose yourself to at least what your argument is supposed to be. I encourage you to listen to the rest of my podcast because you won't learn how to argue against me if you never listen to me.
Here's one thing I'm so sick of, man, is so I voted Republican in 2020, right?
Small round
I
of
voted
applause.
For Donald Trump. I don't care who sees this. What are they going to do? Anyways, you know, so I voted Republican. Now, I look at the Republican Party and the constituents of the Republican Party, i.e. normal people who vote Republican. They're too scared to do anything.
Yeah, no balls.
When the left, one thing that I can appreciate the left for is when they see something as wrong, they will physically go and make it correct, you know?
This is
I'm not saying that they're right about what they're fighting for. No. I.e., you know, breaking stuff and whatever. But you know what? Some they believe that to be the only way to fix their issues. They're not scared to make noise, you know?
This is Levi coming out. I'm here to entertain negative ideas. See, I agree with that statement. I feel like the source of the problem is they are willing to strike first because they feel it outweighs strike last.
Yeah. It's not even about that, though. Literally just the fact that Republicans or, you know, right-leaning individuals are not willing to take up arms or even in general just make any noise. Every single time that the right-leaning party
although it is because they're scared, they know media won't cover it.
It's frustrating, we can
outweigh the media, but that takes numbers. That takes
I don't even care.
That takes camaraderie.
I genuinely don't even care about the media, dude. It's just the fact that, you know, especially politicians on the right are not willing to fight for anything. They're literally just sitting and bending over for the left, letting them peg them. It's ridiculous, man. You know,
but though it is, if this is all a game of chess, then I do understand what they're doing because you don't want to.
No,
show
they're not
all
doing
your
anything.
You don't
that's
want to show
the
your
thing.
Hands. Why would they?
But they don't have any hands, man.
Why would
they have
they
this
show
four,
your hands? How would how
they
would
have
you
four
know
pawns they have, and their king left?
But you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Andre, listen. We've given everything to the left. We've given, what is the word I'm looking for?
Andre agrees. Andre agrees with that, but Levi is entertaining the argument.
We've given culture to the left. We've given media to the left. We've given government to the left now, the presidency. We have no hands to play, man. We have three pawns and a king. They still have their queen, man. All I'm saying is, at what point do you just go balls deep and go for a king check, you know?
That's true. But at the same time, who is their queen? Because we know how their queen works.
Social media.
Social media is their queen?
Absolutely.
But we know how social media works. The Social Dilemma. Please watch The Social Dilemma on Netflix. This is life or death. Watch it.
I guess my whole point of this whole rant was I'm really just frustrated with the fact that the right-leaning, you know, Republican Party, whatever you want to call it, right-leaning people are not willing to fight for what's rightfully ours, man. We're letting the ATF literally just bend us over and peg us.
They're wolves that are the right-wingers are wolves that are not willing. The right wing that is not doing anything is an equivalent of a wolf that is okay with being domesticated. You are letting them cut your balls off, bro.
Exactly. And don't even try and flag this as a call to violence, because that's not what this is.
Yes.
Let's sort this out with words, but, you know, it's enough of the nice words. We need to start.
Yeah, we need to start taking the sensors off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Start trusting the instincts. But that has been 36 minutes, and I conclude this match as a stalemate because we both had some phenomenal points. David, I appreciate you for joining me.
Of course, sir.
Guys, you know what to do with the podcast. I don't got to tell you, but in case I'm talking to the 99% of you that are kind of, you know, like low IQ voters, what I need you to do is to share this with your friends. I need this to go viral. We need to change something. You agree with what I said, share it for the cause. If you disagree with what I said, share it for the argument. There's no reason for you to not to share it logically. But you're not gonna. I know that.
Listen. You either share it because you agree and you'd like some other people to hear this, or you share it because of how stupid we are.
That's true. None of
to make fun of us. Go ahead.
Idea. None of this is an original idea. I'm copying Joe Rogan on the broad scheme of things.
So, end of the day, it's a win-win for you, no matter what boat you're in.
Yes, sir.
Send it to just one friend.
Send it
see to what they think.
One friend. Make send fun it. Of honestly, us. Bro, your parents are going to enjoy this more than your friends. Send this to your parents. Tell them.
Wait.
No.
Don't say that.
I mean, I'm okay if adults hear this. We're trying to keep it intellectual. If you disagree with me, make sure to comment on my YouTube channel. Just tell me what your point is. If I really see that your comment speaks to me, I will genuinely reach out to you. I got balls. But.
Or we'll even have you on if your comment.
Exactly.
Is heavy enough.
Yeah, if it's heavy enough, if it goes deep down the right rabbit hole, I'm going to reach out to you. That being said, I do appreciate you for listening. You gave me 40 minutes. 40? Are you? That's 60,
almost an hour.
66% of your like hourly wage, bro. I appreciate the shit out of you. Thank you. As always, though, listen harder.